This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 51,000 appointment letters to newly recruited youth in various government departments and organizations through video conferencing today. The event is a part of the government's ongoing Rozgar Mela initiative. Prime Minister will also address the new appointees during the event. The 16th Rozgar Mela will be held at 47 locations across the country. The recruitments are taking place across central government ministries and departments. The new recruits selected from across the country will be joining the Ministry of Railways, Home Affairs, Health and Family Welfare, Labour and Employment, and Department of Posts, among other departments and ministries. More than 10 lakh recruitment letters have been issued so far through the Rozgar Mela across the country. Rozgar Mela is a step towards fulfilment of the PM's commitment to accord highest priority to employment generation. Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Thiruvananthapuram last night for a two-day visit to Kerala. He was received at the airport by senior BJP leader and party workers. Mr. Shah will attend various programs in the state capital today. He is scheduled to inaugurate the BJP's new state headquarters this morning. Later, the senior BJP leader will address a massive gathering of booth-level party workers at Puttarikandam ground. In the afternoon, Mr. Shah will leave for Kannur to offer prayers at the Rajarajeshwara temple in Taliparamba and is expected to return to Delhi by evening. National Security Advisor Ajit Doval has said that India hit 9 terrorist targets inside Pakistan, not near the border but across its crisscrossed terrain during the recent Operation Sindoor. While delivering his speech at the 62nd annual convocation of IIT Madras at Chennai, Doval said the strikes were precise to the point where the Indian Armed Forces knew who was where and the missiles hit nowhere else except the target.
We decided to have 9 terrorist targets in the crisscross of Pakistan. We missed none and it was precise to the point where we knew who is where. Entire operation was started at 1:05 and was over at 1:28.
Mr. Doval also slammed foreign media for spreading misinformation about Operation Sindoor and challenged them to present any credible evidence of damage on the Indian side. Mr. Doval asserted that not even a glass pane was broken on the Indian side. The Election Commission has said that over 74% of around 7.90 crore electors in Bihar have submitted their enumeration forms during the last 17 days of the ongoing Special Intensive Revision (SIR) of the electoral roll in the state. The commission added that forms can be submitted until the 25th of this month. The poll body said in the second phase of SIR drive, booth-level officers are going house to house to assist the electors and collect their filled enumeration forms. It said that field-level functionaries, including 38 district election officers, electoral registration officers covering all 243 assembly constituencies, and 963 assistant electoral registration officers, are regularly supervising the progress of SIR. The government is planning to roll out a 1,345 crore rupee subsidy scheme to promote the production of rare earth magnets in the country. Interministerial consultations are underway in this regard. This was informed by Secretary in Ministry of Heavy Industry Kamran Rizvi during a function in New Delhi. He added the scheme will provide end-to-end support for the conversion of rare earth oxides into magnets. Defence Research and Development Organisation and Indian Air Force successfully conducted flight test of indigenous Astra missile yesterday. This beyond visual range air-to-air missile was flight tested from Sukhoi 30 MKI platform in Odisha. According to the Defence Ministry, two launches were carried out against high-speed unmanned aerial targets at different ranges, target aspects and launch platform conditions. In cricket, India will resume their first innings at the overnight score of 145 for 3 against hosts England on day 3 of the third test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Lord's in London today. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. The visitors currently trail by 242 runs after England were bowled out for 387 in the first inning. In Wimbledon tennis, the five-time Grand Slam champion Iga Swiatek will clash with 13th seed Amanda Anisimova for women's singles title at the Centre Court in London tonight. And that is the end of this news bulletin.